talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
And welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Pizza Box Mike here. Yeah, I love Wisconsin. I mean, I really do. And I can't stand the winter half the time, but, you know, then when the wind blows and it's drifting and stuff and it's dark and quiet and nobody else is around, I don't know, I kind of like that feeling. So I go back and forth with it. It all has to do with if you're bundled up right. Do you have thick enough socks and long underwear and your neck's covered? I see these goggles that people have where you can go out in a snowstorm. I got to get a pair of those. But yeah, getting back to that, hate radio yesterday. And if you want to participate with non-hate radio, it's 844-967-2789. Just like Matt, pick a topic, man. I'll carve it as best I can. So I don't know what it's going to take for Wisconsin citizens to wake up and remember that sign that used to say, "Welcome to Wisconsin. You're among friends." Because now it's like, "Hey, Wisconsin, you got Foxconn, right, Robin?" The other big project of Robin Voss is that he's so proud of that every Republican in the state should be ashamed and embarrassed to be associated with that clown. Icky, Vicky, Sticky McKenna yesterday just... And the Democrats! I mean, just the tone is just so... harsh. Why would anybody listen to that? Well, I'm going to tell you, after listening to her and Dan the Clan O'Donnell, I didn't hear a whole lot of people calling in with the same ideas. I mean, we get a caller here once in a while that likes to express those same views on our show, which is cool because then it shows a contrast for anybody that has a functional brain or if anybody that has a heart. But if you only love yourself and those that are important to you, well, you're probably not going to be a real popular person on this planet. You might be with, that hate crowd. So much violence associated with them. I'm sorry, man. Always calling out the left, like, you know, I'm as far left as you go. I mean, I'm so far left, we're back to back right now, righty? Take five steps and draw. Turn around and draw. But I'm like the line, man. This is, you got to go past me to, I guess, get to the real solutions. There's a lot of good legislators out there. Don't get me wrong. I get so tired of people saying, they're all this and they're all that. No, there's just enough of this and that to stop us. But it takes, you know, people wanting to get up and... I know, I get it, man. I get it. You got to go to work, you got to do this, and you got to do that. Well, then you have to do like what we did, you know, getting back to Terry, you know, 2010. I knew in 2011, we're in big trouble here, man. I didn't sleep. I swear to God, I didn't sleep. It wasn't like I was, like, I've always been a progressive-minded person, right? Always open-minded, always wanting to elevate people that haven't had the same opportunities. I mean, that's just natural human instinct. That's what you do with animals. Why wouldn't you do that with another human being? Well, we've talked about some of the reasons. It gets old to just fight for, you know, common sense. That's what we're fighting for here. I always got a kick out of back in the Democratic primary, you know, Joe Biden. We're fighting for the soul of America. Dude, I haven't fighting for the soul of America since I was a kid, but yeah, you know. It just, so I remember CJ saying something last week when he called in, you know, the political drama. And he's right. Political drama. They're politicians. That's what they do. But I get it. Yeah. All this drama and this, you know, we're doing this and we're doing that. I got to tell you, CJ, if you're listening, it's up to guys like you and me to make the changes around here. But you can't be like, you know, excluding other people. It's all inclusive on this. It's just time to level the playing field, right? Animals have that opportunity. Humans should have the same opportunity to exist in a herd, not herd immunity, not herd stupidity, but in a community that's functional. I mean, you go to every city now. There's dysfunction junction everywhere. People have been depraved for too long. And that's what you're seeing with, that's what I feel is the you know, the Trump supporters, the angry ones. They're angry, all right. Got good reason to be. They just don't know who they should be angry with and how they should express themselves, right? You don't have to come in, you know, yelling and hollering, veins popping out, threatening. Doesn't work that well. In fact, I've probably been that way a couple times myself, right? Doesn't usually open the door to solutions. It's just, you know, I'm bigger and badder than you and I'm going to pound you, right? Caveman style. I got to believe that, you know, there were probably cave people that lived more civil than we do. Of course, there were probably Republicans and Democrats back then, right? Oh, those damn liberals. Oh, those tree huggers. Yeah, you know, something about the planet just makes me that way. Just born and, you know, and this state was so beautiful. I'm not kidding, man, but I look at it even where I'm at. You know, it's still somewhat rural, right? No way, man. There's like subdivisions going up on every side of town. Hotels, Quick Trips everywhere, right? Oh. Such a monopoly. We got four Quick Trips in Stoughton. I don't know which one I should go to. Well, one of them's actually PDQ, but they sucked it up and changed the name and everything, right? I think that was like the only reason why they couldn't get into Madison for the longest time was because PDQ had pretty much the rights to that area. I don't know. It's all over now, though. Quick Trip or nothing, right? I'm even watching. Hey, like, I get most of my information from watching the series Supernatural, which today I'm going to tell you from 9 to 1, I believe it is, maybe 9 to 2. The last five episodes to the series. It ran 15 seasons. Best sci-fi I've ever watched because they mix in politics and stuff. And I'm telling you, man, if you want to know what's going to happen in the future, just plug into the last four episodes of that today. But the trees are all gone. I was with my friend yesterday. I'm like, look at that. I can see, like, across two roads to the highway. There's, you know, across a marsh. There's nothing. I can see all the cars on that highway. That was never like that when I was a kid. Okay, yeah, you want to call me a fuddy-duddy. But, I mean, you know, there's patches of trees, but when I look around, oh, all you got to do is take a couple aerial shots from the 70s and look at where we are now. And I think you'd be scared. I'm really upset with what's gone on in Stoughton over the last several years out at Lake Higanza State Park, the rail that runs through there and the power lines. Our biggest utility company in the state doing this. Cutting down trees and brush and shrubbery that's been there for centuries. Because they got work to do on their power lines. They're going to bring in some, you know, what, new equipment. Oh, it'll grow back, the guy tells me. And I'm like, well, took centuries to grow that. Well, it'll grow back. I go, no, it won't. And then it sits empty like that. They didn't done any work on that. Trees have been gone for, what, 3 years now? You know, and these Alliant Energy, they put up these power poles, and then they have the platforms on the top so that eagles and ospreys can raise their young. So last year at the state park, the osprey nest was early on was used by a great horned owl. Cool as hell. Everybody that knew it was there, you know, see these two little heads in there at one point. And then they leave, and then the ospreys come in. So they share the nest. And then there's some all the way down into Stoughton. There's two or three nests on the river there by the hospital. And I noticed the nests are gone. These damn energy companies took their nests down. Now, I'm sure I already figured out what it is. Is they're probably going to be doing work on it next year, so they didn't want them, you know, starting to raise their young. Yeah, why, you know, don't be put out or anything. You see why we need alternative energy? Because there isn't a marsh, a river, a lake, anywhere that doesn't have this stuff running around through, underneath, got pipelines. Native Americans all over the Midwest standing up against it. Where's the rest of us, man? I mean, they're getting arrested for standing peacefully. These big corporations hiring, you know, I'm sure that a lot of the guys that they use for this are ex-military guys, right? Yeah. Just like those commercials where the guy's out there talking, yeah, man, anybody that's in the military or fire department or cop, you can get all this equipment, man, because you're an American. Guy's an MMA fighter and a firefighter. Psh. Guess he's kind of Trumpy, too. Anyway, 844-967-2789 is getting kind of quiet out there. I don't want to feel like Icky Vicky or Dan the Clan O'Donnell. Oh, it's been a rough ride. It's going to get worse, folks. I mean, before it gets better, unless, you know, people decide that, you know, I think I better get involved. I think I better get up and say something instead of sitting here getting mad, watching it, not being able to do anything about it. Voting every cycle. Got to get organized, people, and you got to go to our state houses before the next election and really start applying public pressure on these guys. I got a map, man, that Fraud 15 that we know about. Republican legislators signing on with Trump fraud. We got your names. We know where you live. We know where your jobs are. And that's not a threat. It's just you can count on us to be there to defend Wisconsin. Because we're Badgers, man. That's what we do.